Hello and welcome to my podcast. The current situation that we find ourselves in has allowed me an opportunity to take a step back and look into subjects that I feel passionately about. Today's podcast focuses on the inimitable Bruce Springsteen and his songs. Now, I'm a mere novice compared to a lot of members of the Bruce Springsteen fan pages, the Badlands, and generally all over the world with hardcore Bruce fans. But I put together a list of my favourite songs with a very short explanation. It's not designed to be an in-depth discussion. It's just my thoughts and from what I've learned over the books I've read. I hope you enjoy. Now, I wanted to start with this song of pure theatrical rock, as this was the exact view that I held prior to exploring more about Bruce. And I certainly don't think I'm in the minority here, especially in the UK, where I just don't think he receives the same acclaim as he does, obviously, in the States, Australia, or even Sweden, for example. And I feel ashamed to admit this, and especially I know this is going to be broadcasted on Bruce's fan page, but I kind of put him in the same category as the band Kiss. I mean, nothing wrong with Kiss, of course. They've got some good songs. But any band who manages to sell 75 million toothbrushes or whatever it is also deserves to be commended. But having delved into Bruce's back catalogue recently, I can only apologise for that comparison. Now, this leads me nicely on to Youngstown from the Ghost of Tom Joad album, telling the tale of economic depression and evoking American history from wars in Korea and Vietnam to returning to an Ohio city in decline. So this is Youngstown. So that was Youngstown, the Ghost of Tom Joad album, released, I believe, in 1995. A fairly sombre reflection of life in mid-1990s America and Mexico as well. So you could say the theme of disillusionment and fear is prescient at the moment. Now, moving back, one of my other favourite songs, or top, indeed one of the top songs I like, is on the Tunnel of Love album. And this one, Bruce opined on many interviews by saying this album uncovered an inner life and unresolved feelings that he carried inside him for a long time. And if you listen carefully to the lyrics, I definitely think this is the case. So this one is All That Heaven Will Allow. Now, I realise there's no logical order between these songs and albums, but I'm kind of just putting this together as I think, and just kind of delving more into Bruce's back catalogue and learning each day, not only from the Bruce Springsteen fan site, but I'm reading the books and just kind of consolidating my knowledge. So that was All That Heaven Will Allow, another one of my favourites. I'm going to go back to the River album now, an album where Bruce felt the E Street Band really came into their own. And to me, the album has a theme of commitment and marriage. A lot of the songs have a narrative to it, and I believe it was a precursor to the style of writing that was adopted in the Nebraska album and the aforementioned Ghost of Tom Joad. So this one is Ramrod. I hope you enjoy. We're taking it back now to 1973 from his first album, Greetings from Asbury Park. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was his first album in his early 20s, and just such maturity and how he had such an adult head on young shoulders to record songs like Growing Up and Does This Bus Stop at 82nd Street. It's just phenomenal. And I want to see the shrine, for want of a better word, that they have in Asbury Park to this to Bruce and this album. And mural, I think that's the better word. And it's just, It's a brilliant song, Growing Up. It's a fairly fast-paced tune and details the rebellious young New Jersey teen, written in the first person. It's Growing Up. And now we're going to go to Born in the USA, often cited as one of the greatest albums ever made, and indeed one of the highest-selling records ever as well. Now, this song, one of my favourites, wasn't released as one of the singles. There were seven singles on the Born in the USA album that were released. But nevertheless, this one's a popular one in concerts, and this is Working on the Highway.
Now, continuing on the Born in the USA theme, the next song, similar to Working on the Highway we just heard, wasn't released as a single. It was the last song from the album to be recorded, but it's just pure genius with Clarence's sax, the professor's, just the way the professor plays the piano is, the amalgamation of those talents from the E Street Band is just, it's just a joy to behold listening to them. The title character's name is somewhat gender ambiguous, but it's widely accepted that the song is about Steve Van Zandt when he announced to Bruce that he was leaving the E Street Band. And it has that beautiful, those beautiful lyrics. Now we went walking in the rain, talking about the pain from the world we hid. Now there ain't nobody, nowhere, no how, could ever understand me the way you did. It's Bobby Jean. The next song is an interesting one, a bit of a left field choice. I understand it's not top of many Bruce fans lists, but I find it a very moving character study. It's Catherine Aviva, who works at the Astro Wash on Sunset and Vine. It's Car Wash on the Tracks album. I find from Bruce's character study very moving. It's the gender reversal here is unusual. Even now, we don't have many examples of songs like this. And he really does get into the perspective of a woman who's working hours, all the hours God sends, and just dreams of that one big break. So this is Car Wash.
So first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. And I would like to finish with The Streets of Philadelphia, which, as we know, was released to coincide with the film Philadelphia, starring Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington, which covered a contentious issue. And it's testament to Bruce for his involvement with the song and the film. At the time, the subject matter of HIV wasn't as well known as perhaps it is now. So for him to stick his neck on the line and have such a involvement with the film and the issue speaks volumes of the man, and I just think he's a thoroughly decent human being. And the triumph for winning the Academy Award for Best Original Song was well deserved. And in fact, I think it gained more coverage around Europe than perhaps it did in America. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I believe it was top of the charts here in the UK, Germany, France perhaps as well. But I think it definitely had more airplay in Europe, and in fact it's still played on radios here in 2020. So thank you for listening. I wouldn't imagine you've learnt anything, because this is, as I said earlier, this is being broadcasting on the Bruce fan page. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about the songs, test out the podcast. Hopefully I haven't bored you too much, and thank you for the constant insight I receive about Bruce. I'm learning every day, and I really enjoy reading all the posts. Thanks for listening. Keep healthy and take care.